From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Thailand's army is moving against so-called red shirt protesters in the center of the capital, Bangkok. The BBC's Alistair Leithead says security forces fire tear gas to keep protesters from expanding their encampment in the city center.
Well, I'm standing on the main diplomatic street in Bangkok, where a lot of the foreign embassies are based. I'm with some of the military who are lined up here. They've been firing a considerable number of rounds into a park, on the other side of which the protesters have control. On this road, it's blocked by a burnt-out bus and by a group of red-shirt protesters who are firing fireworks down at the military. The whole of this central area is being buzzed by a helicopter. There are hundreds of troops down here, and I've certainly seen live rounds that they've been firing. We have no indications yet as to any casualties.
The BBC's Alistair Leithead reporting. BP crews are working with a container they hope will cap the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. They also have a so-called top hat that could be used to trap the oil at the site over the next few days. NPR's Debbie Elliott says BP is moving ahead with plans to capture the oil that's now gushing from a pipe nearly a mile deep in the ocean floor.
BP engineers will cut into the leaking pipe with a smaller tube aimed at siphoning oil to a drilling ship on the surface. Also in the plan is what's called a top hat, a small containment box with a top pipe that will be placed over the main leak to funnel oil out of the Gulf. Meanwhile, federal investigators are scrutinizing offshore safety regulations that officials say are inadequate, outdated, and not intended to deal with deepwater wells. Debbie Elliott, NPR News. Orange Beach, Alabama.
Asian stock markets lost nearly 1% today as Europe's fiscal austerity measures undermined faith in the global economic recovery. Stocks gave back much of their gains on Wall Street yesterday as well. Steve Beckner reports.
Since last week's sell-off, blue-chip shares have seesawed, surging Monday, slipping Tuesday, rebounding Wednesday, retreating Thursday. Before the opening bell, the Labor Department said first-time jobless claims fell last week, but not as much as hoped. Discouraging comments about the outlook for economic growth and jobs from Cisco and Kohl's executives also dampened investor spirits. They were echoed by Minneapolis Fed President Narayana Kocher-Lakota, who said he'd be surprised if unemployment was below 9% at the end of this year or below 8% at the end of next year. In thin trading, the Dow Jones Industrials fell more than a full percent. The Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ Composite lost over 1.2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR. Banks would have to limit debit card fees and allow merchants to offer customer discounts for cash, check, and debit transactions under a bill passed by the Senate. The measure is part of a package of proposed financial reforms. The Senate is also taking steps to prevent banks from choosing which agencies can rate their investment products. In South Carolina, lawmakers have raised what had been the nation's lowest cigarette tax. As Catherine Relch of member station WHQR reports, they did so by overriding a veto by Governor Mark Sanford.
The South Carolina cigarette tax has been 7 cents a pack since 1977. Back then, a pack of smokes cost 48 cents. For nearly a decade, lawmakers have been trying to muster the votes needed to either pass a tax hike or override Governor Sanford's vetoes. They got the votes and overrode Sanford's latest veto. Sanford says he wasn't going to raise the cigarette tax if he couldn't offset it with some other tax cut. On July 1st, smokers in South Carolina will pay a 57 cents a pack tax, leaving Missouri with the nation's lowest cigarette tax at 17 cents a pack. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.
The countdown continues for today's launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It will be the 32nd and final Atlantis flight since its debut in 1985. Atlantis will deliver a Russian compartment to the International Space Station during the crew's 12-day mission. NASA is preparing Endeavour for the final mission in December when the entire shuttle program is to be retired. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.